Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins to God, our Father.
Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sin. As a called, ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We chant the introit for the second Sunday in Advent.
In the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God.
Seek the Lord and his strength, seek his presence continually. Remember the wondrous works that he has done, his miracles and the judgments he uttered. O offspring of Abraham, his servant, children of Jacob, his chosen ones. He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. He remembers his covenant forever, the word that he commanded for a thousand generations. Glory be to the Father, Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
In the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. And praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Amen.
Page 156.
The Lord be with you.
And also
pray. Stir up our hearts, O Lord, and make ready the way of your only begotten Son, that by his coming we may be enabled to serve you with pure minds. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
You may be seated. The Old Testament reading for the second Sunday in Advent is from Isaiah chapter 11. There shall come forth a shoot from the stump of Jesse, and a branch from his roots shall bear fruit. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. And his delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see, or decide disputes by what his ears hear. But with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt of his waist, and faithfulness the belt of his loins. The wolf shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the young goat, and the calf and the lion and the fattened calf together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the cobra, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the adder's den. They shall not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. In that day the root of Jesse, who shall stand as a signal for the peoples, of him shall the nations inquire, and his resting place shall be glorious. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Psalm 72, verses 1 through 7, responsively, whole verse by whole verse, beginning with the choir.
Your justice, O God, and your righteousness to the royal sun.
assurance and through the encouragement of the Scriptures, we might have hope. May the God of endurance and encouragement grant you to live in such harmony with one another, in accord with Christ Jesus, that together you may with one voice glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, welcome one another as Christ has welcomed you for the glory of God. For I tell you that Christ became a servant to the circumcised to show God's truthfulness, in order to confirm the promises given to the patriarchs, and in order that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy. As it is written, therefore I will praise you among the Gentiles and sing to your name. And again it is said, rejoice, O Gentiles, with his people. And again, praise the Lord, all you Gentiles, and let all the peoples extol him. And again Isaiah says, the root of Jesse will come, even he who arises to rule the Gentiles. In him will the Gentiles hope. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound in hope. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please rise for the Alleluia and verse.
Gospel according to St. Matthew, the third chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
In those days, John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he who was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, when he said, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Now John wore a garment of camel's hair and a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey. Then Jerusalem and all Judea and all the region about the Jordan were going out to him. They were being baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming for baptism, he said to them, you brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruit in keeping with repentance, and do not presume to say to yourselves, we have Abraham as our father. For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children for Abraham. Even now, the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. I baptize you with water for repentance, but he who is coming after me is mightier than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor and gather his wheat into the barn, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
We sing the hymn of the day, hymn 344, You May Be Seated.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The second Sunday of Advent is all about John the Baptist and all about trees that bear good fruit. Perhaps some of you have had fruit trees in your yard. If you have a fruit tree, you expect fruit. Perhaps peaches, or apples, or pears, or maybe cherries, apricots, down south, lemons, and oranges. The purpose of a fruit tree is to bear fruit. You tend it, you water it, you prune it, so it bears fruit. But if it's dead, and there's no fruit, and it's dried out, if you're like me, you cut the tree down, you chop it up, and you burn it in your fireplace for firewood. Today, Jesus is calling us to be trees that bear good fruit. We are the trees in the orchard and in the vineyard of God. A good tree bears good fruit, which is justification and sanctification. Being justified by grace through faith, we are a good tree. And what does a tree do when it's good? It bears fruit. That's the life of sanctification, the life of good works. So the apostle, I should say, the prophet John the Baptist today, calls for us to be watered in our baptism, to be pruned through repentance during this Advent season, so that we are renewed every day in our Christian lives and vocations, and that is the truest preparation for Christmas. So today, if we want to be trees that bear good fruit, let us first consider how John the Baptist and his baptism prepares the way for us. Then let us look at Jesus our Lord and his baptism to fulfill all righteousness. And then consider our own baptisms, our own Christian vocations and callings. If we want to be a tree that bears good fruit, let us consider John the Baptist and his baptism. You notice that John the Baptist is all through Advent, but he's also, as we get closer, to Holy Week. Jesus and John the Baptist's lives intersected in their infancy and in their adult life. You know about John the Baptist. The angel Gabriel told Zechariah the priest and Elizabeth in their old age they would conceive. This one would be called John. He was foretold in Malachi to be the new Elijah to prepare the way for the Lord, and thus Elizabeth gave birth to John. Elizabeth was related to Mary in some way, and the same angel Gabriel goes to the Virgin Mary and says, "You in your youth, though you are a virgin, the Holy Spirit will come upon your womb, and you will conceive the Son of God in your womb." And the angel points to the miraculous child inside of Elizabeth. You see, in their childhood, in their infancy, they were already those who were chosen by God. And remember, when Mary goes to visit Elizabeth, John the Baptist is 6 months old in the womb of Elizabeth. He leaps in the presence of Jesus, who is in the womb of Mary. Their first meeting as infants. Now, as adults, John is that new Elijah foretold by Isaiah and Malachi. He is now the voice of one crying in the wilderness, "Prepare the way of the Lord." The people knew about John. He was the son of a priest. Excuse me. He was living in the wilderness of Judea. And look what he had on. Camel's hair, leather belt, and a locust. Wild honey. He is barely surviving on food because his food is the Word of God. He says, "Prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for him." Everyone knew about John. People were coming, throngs of people from Jerusalem, Judea to the Jordan River. They were confessing their sins, repenting, and being baptized. He points out to the Pharisees and Sadducees. He realizes they had a whole other reason for coming. They wanted to oppose John. He puts them in their place and says, "You brood of vipers, don't you fear the wrath of God to come. And the wrath of God is pictured here as an axe that is laid to the root of the trees. The trees are cut down, they have no fruit, and burned into the fire. The wheat is gathered into the barn of heaven. Here you see the preaching of the law and the gospel. Repent, the wrath of God is coming, says John, and be baptized for the forgiveness of your sins. And you will be like wheat gathered into the barn. Trees that bear good fruit recognize that John the Baptist still preaches the law and the gospel to us today. Yes, the wrath of God is coming. Unbelievers will be cut down and burned in the fires of hell. But those who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as their righteousness will be gathered into the barn of heaven. Trees that bear good fruit. We heed the words of John. Secondly, if we're going to be trees that bear good fruit, we note the reason why Jesus, our Lord, was baptized. So now John would be the one who would actually baptize Jesus himself to fulfill all righteousness. John says that Jesus who comes after him is mightier than him because he was before him. John is saying that even though John, earthly speaking, was 6 months older than Jesus in his birth, Jesus is mightier than John because he was before John. John is saying he was the Son of God in eternity before he was born of woman. John is indicating the glory of Christ. I am not even worthy, he says, to carry Jesus' sandals. Now, the lowliest task of a servant was to carry your master's sandals. John is saying, I'm not worthy to carry his sandals. Why? Because Jesus is true God and true man in one person, the incarnate Son of God. Before him, all must bow, including John. But John does baptize him. John is confused. You should baptize me. Why should I baptize you? And Jesus says, we are doing this to fulfill all righteousness. You see, Jesus was the second Adam going into the waters of baptism on our behalf. The Father's voice said, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Jesus in the water is the second Adam. It's fulfilling all righteousness. And the Holy Spirit comes down like a dove upon Jesus, anointing him as the Christ, the Messiah. John even foretells Pentecost. John says he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. That happened at Pentecost. Tongues of fire on their heads. And they spoke in languages of all the world, the gospel of Christ. Then he speaks also about that last judgment day when Jesus will be the shepherd upon his throne and separate the sheep from the goats. Now John uses the imagery of a threshing floor, winnowing fork, and separating the wheat from the chaff. When I was in Jerusalem, they have found ancient threshing floors in Jerusalem from the first century. It's a stone pavement that goes slightly down, declines down a hill. And on a windy day, the farmers bring in all the wheat that's mixed with the chaff, and they take this great big winnowing fork, and they throw the wheat up in the air, and the wind blows the chaff over here, and they keep doing that again and again until here is the wheat and over there is the chaff. And of course, the chaff is taken away and burned. It's useless. The wheat is then gathered into the barn. This is the description of Judgment Day, the separating of the wheat from the chaff. The chaff are those who spit on Christ, refuse to believe, and go their own way. The wheat are those who are covered in Jesus' righteousness. Here, Isaiah in the Old Testament lesson proclaims that Jesus is the shoot and the root of Jesse. One person asked me, who's Jesse, Pastor? Well, Jesse was David's father. David was anointed as the king by Samuel. And in the Bible, the Messiah must come from the line of David and from the root of Jesse. So like a stump is dead, but here comes a shoot. Out of that dead stump of Israel comes the shoot of Jesse, which is the line of David, which eventually comes to our Lord Jesus Christ in his
sent in his ancestry. And what does Isaiah say when Jesus is baptized will happen? The Spirit of the Lord will come upon him and give him wisdom, understanding, counsel, might, knowledge, the fear of the Lord, as a judge in righteousness and equity and faithfulness. That is describing our Lord Jesus Christ. And Paul said, the promise of his mercy and hope comes to Jews, Gentiles. And this is good news. Most of us are Gentiles. In this Lord Jesus Christ, upon whom the Spirit of the Lord has come, we have mercy, hope, peace, truth, glory, joy, and praise. We'll be saved from hell, where the wicked will be slain, and be brought into heaven, where the righteous dwell forever. This is what the Lord Jesus Christ guarantees in his own baptism as he fulfills all righteousness for us. And then thirdly, if we're going to be a good tree that bears good fruit, we remember our own baptisms and our own Christian vocations. Paul said, you've been instructed in Christ Jesus. You have endurance, encouragement, and you're at harmony with one another. You see, that one voice that came down upon us in our Trinitarian baptisms, the same God our Father who made you a child through our Lord Jesus Christ of God, through the power of the Holy Spirit, we welcome one another, we serve one another, because we abound in hope, because we have the same Holy Spirit. Think of it. Every Christian has the one same Holy Spirit. And in that Holy Spirit, we have been baptized. The Bible says that when we are baptized, we drown the old Adam so the new man can come forth. In baptism, we're connected to Jesus' death and his burial and his resurrection and his glorious return. Isaiah describes that when the Lord Jesus comes, what paradise will be like. The new heavens and the new earth and the holy mountain. A little child will lead us. And Jesus was that little child laid in the manger. That picture of paradise, of the peaceable kingdom, is a picture of the wolf lying down with the lamb, the leopard with the goat, the calf with the lion, cow with the bear, the lion with the ox, no fear of the cobra or the adder, no more hurt or destruction. The world will be filled with the knowledge of the Lord like the waters covers the sea. And that will be our glorious resting place. That is paradise, and that is the promise for all who have faith in our Lord Jesus Christ and his righteousness. So in conclusion, we are now in Advent. Advent is a celebration for Christmas. Even though the world sentimentalizes Christmas and turns it into a story about a sweet little baby, we know why that child came. That child came in a manger to be nailed to a cross and laid in the tomb and be risen from the dead as the all-sufficient sacrifice for our sin. That is why Christ came at Christmas. So in our baptismal lives, our life is a cruciform life. Each day we die to sin and live in Christ. We're watered in our baptism. We're pruned in repentance. And you know, on your Christmas tree, many of the ornaments on our Christmas trees are symbols of fruit. In the early Christmas trees, they actually would attach grapes and apples and nuts on the tree. And on Christmas Eve, the children would pluck those off the tree and eat them. They would eat the fruit off of the Christmas tree. Well, in Christ, we are trees planted in the orchard of the Holy Christian Church, called to bear fruit to the glory of his name. Which means love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love our neighbor as ourselves. We are Christians who are watered in baptism, pruned in repentance, and walk in faith, hope, and love. And so, during this Advent season, and in all our lives, God grant that we, each and every day, would be trees that bear good fruit. In Jesus, amen. May the peace that surpasses our human understanding guard our hearts and our minds in faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.
We turn to page 158. We stand to confess the Nicene Creed.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
The prayer of the church. Let us pray for the whole church of God in Christ Jesus, for all people according to their needs. Merciful Lord, we remember your covenant for 1,000 generations, the wondrous works you've done in Jesus our Lord. May you be present always as we proclaim the gospel of Christ. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O Lord, the voice of the prophets breaks the silence of this unbelieving world with the word and the courage of Christ Jesus to all nations, bringing people from darkness into light and life. Give to your church encouragement and instruction and endurance to proclaim your word to this world. Bless Trinity Lutheran Church in the ministry of this congregation in 2026. Bless Pastor Jeffrey Tiefel and his wife Gina as they serve as missionaries in Frankfurt, Germany. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Almighty God, you preserve Jesse's faithful line in the incarnation of your Son, of the line of David. Give all of our families faithfulness to fulfill their daily vocations to love and forgive one another, trained up in the fear, love, and trust of you. This week, be with Marie Campbell, Amelia Way, Nathan Schuster, Travis Faulkner, and Miranda Wente, Gail Strawn, Claire Hartman, Nancy Parker, Mary Tucker, Jason Jackson Merchant as they celebrate their baptism and birthday, and be with Kevin and Elena Weber as they celebrate their anniversary. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Your Son rules over all creation. Endow those with authority and the governing authorities with the ability to protect the innocent, punish the wicked, and work for the common welfare. Bring peace to the Ukraine, Palestine, Israel, and Syria, and bless Calvin, Eli, Daniel, Gabe, Mike, and Alex as they serve in the military. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Holy God, the promise of healing in this broken and wounded world comes through Christ. Give to all who are afflicted in body or mind the riches of your grace, healing according to your will, and grace in their day of trouble. We ask that you be with Eddie Morris, Jonna Duke, Jay McConnell, Larry Miller, Olga Hansley, Cheryl Wade, and Sally McNeil, Travis Faulkner, Brian Galuski, John Eisenbrown, Lee Hagen, Amber Ward, Betty Tinney, and Mike Knox. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O Lord God, grant us all things needful and helpful for our salvation, that with confidence in your will, we may say amen to all of our prayers and live in contentment and peace. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
At this time, we will now gather the offerings, and as we do, please take the attendance pad that are at the end of the pews, fill out the sheet, tear it out, and put it in the basket in the narthex. You may be seated for the offerings.
Offertory, page 159, we stand to sing.
What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits to me? I will offer the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call on the name of the Lord. I will take the cup of salvation and will call on the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord now in the presence of all his people, in the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of you, O Jerusalem.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you. Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, whose way John the Baptist prepared, proclaiming him the promised Messiah, the very Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, and calling sinners to repentance that they might escape from the wrath to be revealed when he comes again in glory. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
You have had mercy on those whom you created and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood, as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth, to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship, with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, in the night when he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way, also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen. Let all God use in your way.
Departed peace. Amen. Take a drink.
Page 164, we stand to sing. since you have refreshed us through the salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy, you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.